What if I told you you could have peace of mind for $450? That's just what a visit to bringmehomeinsurance.com can do. We have a lot of merry band of regulars that drive truck, are snowbirds, or just travel for business and pleasure. What would you do if, God forbid, your loved one should pass while 75 miles or more from home? Would you know even where to start, to say nothing of the cost? With a policy from bringmehomeinsurance.com, you can bring your loved one home without any hassles. They'll contact a licensed funeral home to secure all the necessary paperwork and let you focus on your family in that difficult time. Don't wait for the unexpected to happen. For more details or to secure your policies, go to bringmehomeinsurance.com right now. Couples policies available at a discounted rate. That's bringmehomeinsurance.com. Your regular Joe here with you on this Thursday, the 1st of June. Just talking before the break about the good news that the FBI has, in fact, Christopher Wray has acknowledged for the first time that there is a report the FBI has from a time when Joe Biden was vice president that alleged a bribery scheme that he was a key part of. The reports have said, now we haven't been able to confirm this yet, but reports are that it involved as much as $500 million, $500 million within this bribery scheme. Now, why they've acknowledged it, they won't produce the goods. They said, well, you can come to us and you can come see it. Now, all of this, I mean, there's multiple layers. Remember, I've told you this and I stand by this. The left never does something for just one reason. They're playing chess often. And in this case, they always have a reason beyond the obvious. Now, it could be, and I've said from the beginning, I think Comer has a copy of this document. I think they realize that at some level. So they've got to kind of be careful, because while they want to protect Biden, usually, they're going to protect themselves first and foremost. But then you look at where we are, you look at the continuing negative response that Biden continues to get. The guy hasn't even gone. He declared he's running for president. He hasn't had a single campaign event yet. So when you look at that and you start to wonder about the fact that they really want somebody else in there, certainly the American people do, it would stand to reason now would be a good time to start trotting out things that make him look really bad. This is when you start to give other people platforms to make sure they can tell people how ugly and bad it really is. And almost right on cue, enter in James Vanderbeek. He's an actor from, best known as Dawson from Dawson's Creek. I never watched the show, to be honest with you, so I remember him from being in the Friday Night Lights movie, but that's about it. Anyway, he was taking a walk the other day, and he had some thoughts on this idea that there won't be a debate on the Democratic side between all of the legitimate candidates. Here's what he had to say.
Are you kidding me? Over an 80-year-old man who, if he lives, will be the oldest sitting president in the history of the country? If we don't have a debate, this is not a democracy by the people. It's a democracy by them.
No, that was the highlight. I want to play the longer. When we get back from the break, I'm going to play the full minute that he was raging on this. But he's saying, look, this is ridiculous. Now, Vanderbeek's he's no Republican. He's no conservative. He's just being honest. Every once in a while, you know, broken clock, right twice a day. Every once in a while, you get this moment of honesty from the left where they're looking and going, this is ridiculous. The guy's not campaigning, Joe Biden. He likely won't do a whole lot of campaigning. They can't put him out there. If they do, it's a problem. Because he can't stay on script. He doesn't know where he is. He shakes hands with ghosts. He wanders around. So they can't have a debate either. I mean, especially, look, I don't know, Marianne Williamson, I don't think she's much of a threat, but Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is. He's a like him or hate him, agree with him, disagree. Robert RFK Jr. is a smart guy. He would make mincemeat of Joe Biden on the debate stage. He would leave him in ribbons. I mean, it would cut so deep and so quick. So they're saying, nope, we're not going to have any debates. And now you got a guy out of Hollywood going, wait a minute. And I mean, here's the thing. Not that Hollywood gets the final say, but what does it tell you if the Hollywood elite are starting to go, yeah, this isn't right? What do you think that means for the rank and file Democrat who's a lot smarter than your average Hollywood actor?
The Regular Joe Show.